Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Help Myself Podcast. And I am your host, John M. Singletary Sr. Y'all know I got to put that senior in there because I got my junior, LJ. Man, when we put him on the bus this morning, he was in an incredible mood. Love to see it. Love to see it. Listen, y'all, I'm not big on TikTok, and I know all of the conversation that's going on about TikTok. I really don't want to get involved in that. Just using it for the case of an example. There's a couple of accounts I watch. And, there's one where this guy just goes and cuts lawns that have been just way overgrown and just really eyesores to help the neighbors out and things like that. He does it for free. Another one where a young man just walks around different campuses and gives young ladies a rose and sings songs to him. He's got a great voice. I think I've talked about Manny before. And, you know, just other little, you know, and sometimes it'd be those skits and you'll be like, oh, well, that was scripted. That wasn't real, this, that, and the other. But you know what? Sometimes it's just good to take in some feel-good content. And what I think about is I appreciate the fact that there are people out there that want to take time to put good vibes, good actions, good deeds into the atmosphere. And so the challenge that I have for you today is that there is an opportunity to do so many other different things. But I want to challenge you to put some good in the atmosphere today. And here's the big challenge to that. A lot of times we're not putting good into the atmosphere for ourselves. You know, we look for an opportunity to be positive towards somebody else, but what about you? What about the things that you need to do to get grounded, to meditate, to affirm yourself, to recognize that you are who you say you are, that you are who God says you are? You know, you're all of these things. And sometimes we just need to get grounded, meditate, remember, and then that good feeling that we're able to generate within ourselves, now we have the privilege to go out and share that. Look, there's plenty of bad news out there. There's always somebody going through something. I'm strongly against this idea that you can look at somebody else's life and be able to tell whether it's going good or bad just because of what you see on the outside. So I want you to make sure that you're doing right by yourself, and then take that right and that good and put it in the atmosphere.